Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Jason Gordiano, and I'm joined by Father Philip Eldrocker. We are using De Harb's Catechism for this show. Please see the show notes to obtain a copy. We now continue the ninth article from last episode, in the section On the Church and the Form of Her Government. Question 6. What, then, is the Church even at the present time?
Well, the Church is the Catholic Church. And so the Church, the Catholic Church, is the community of all those Christians upon earth who, by professing the same faith and by partaking of the same sacraments, are united under one common head, the Pope, as he is the successor of St. Peter, and under the bishops subjected to him, as they are the successors of the other apostles. So the Church is Catholics. It is those who follow the teachings of Christ and the doctrines of Christ as they were communicated to men through the preaching of the apostles. And this definition that we just read from the Catechism does bring up some rather sticky points, I suppose, in our own day and age, because it starts out by the community of all those Christians. And nowadays, people will always tell you, oh, I'm a Christian, or are you a Christian? And if we take what they mean by what the book says here, that can cause some very serious trouble. So in the early days, that the term Christian stood for those who believed in the doctrine of Christ and who professed the faith of Christ. And nowadays, unfortunately, because the Protestants cannot claim the title of Catholic, they cannot say that they are all over the world and that they are the same, they've more or less tried to rob the Catholic Church of its title. So The Catholic Church is the only truly Christian church, because the Catholic Church is the only church which accepts all of the teaching of Christ and all of the doctrines of Christ and the teaching of the gospel and the precepts given by Christ. And when you are, as it were, dealing with God, and Christ obviously is God, to reject one of the things that he says is to deny everything, because God is truth itself. So to say that, well, in one little point, Christ was lying. He really didn't mean that adultery is wrong, or he really didn't mean that, oh, I don't know, really anything at all that Protestants might tell you that is, oh, for instance, that you need to work out your salvation and you need to perform good works. He didn't really mean that, even though he said it in just so many words. So what that does is it destroys the whole credibility of Christ. Is if he can be wrong or mistaken or tell a lie in one point of doctrine, that destroys his entire credibility. So it's like saying, well, I always tell the truth except when I tell a lie. And that sort of destroys the whole point of being truthful, by saying, well, once in a while he tells a lie, even though it's mostly true. And so with human beings, unfortunately, that is often the case, is that no matter how much they strive to, there's always some mixture of untruth in a purely human atmosphere. But with Christ, as he is God, there can be no mixture of falsehood with the truth. So to have a church that is truly Christian, it must believe and profess everything down to the smallest detail that Christ taught. And so it is only the Catholic Church which can truly claim the title of Christian, even though the Protestants...